Shio, good morning and welcome to drstanley.com. I'm Dr. Stanley. Today is Thursday, February 16th, 2023. Well, the big news today is the sun in Aquarius conjuncts Saturn in Aquarius. As the most freedom-loving sign, Aquarius, this is a BFD, which is a big hairy deal. Further, Saturn is the ancient ruler of Aquarius, which means Saturn is in its home placement. Now, if you've studied the Dignity and Debility page on this website, then you already knew this. And I did put a link in the daily horoscope. So Saturn is the co-ruler of Aquarius and Capricorn. Due to Saturn's natural rulership on Aquarius, this is what makes Aquarius more conservative in nature. And I mean this as the opposite of extravagant. Aquarius wants both quality and not just quantity, especially in the area of friends. Aquarians are generally not at all that flashy because their value system is friends, acquaintances, their groups, their posse, and their circulation of connections, friendships, and relationships. They know a guy, you know? Aquarius knows a guy who can get him one cheaper. Connections are extremely important to Aquarius. It's the key to their success. So think of the daily horoscopes here as being an astrology class. Having said that, always come to class with your chart. Even if you take a picture of it on your phone, bring your ass to class with your chart. The notes are here, all right? So the notes are the daily horoscope, and all you have to do is pay attention. You don't even have to write anything down. So how easy is that, folks, right? You can just sit back and read, listen. So think a little longer on the word circulation. I use single apostrophes a lot to highlight a word in my writings, which I did in the fourth paragraph of the horoscope. I'm deliberate, super deliberate with the words I choose. So in order to understand the depth of this aspect, because it's more than just wanting to break free of restrictions, let's mentate on the word circulation. To circulate means to pass through, in and out, free of restriction. At the same time, circulate means to move continuously through and freely a closed system. What could that mean? Circulate means to move continuously through and freely a closed system. So example one, leaving the windows open so the air passes through in and out free of restriction. That's circulation, right? Circulating the air. Blood moving through the body, which is a closed system. The circulatory system is enclosed in the body. People moving around a big room, space, or venue, a closed area. Rules tell us there has to be a circulation of air, right? So people circulate, the air circulates. You get the picture? Circulation can be an open or closed system, which means circulation does not like to be restricted. It's got to be free. You got to have air. By the way, Aquarius is an air sign, not a water sign. The glyph is Aquarius pouring energy and knowledge into the world, into the ethers. It's not water. Aquarius is one of the three intellectual signs, Aquarius, Gemini, Libra. You get an Aquarius, a Gemini, and a Libra together, and they will talk about everything and solve absolutely nothing. This is an important point. When you restrict circulation, something gets trapped and it won't be pretty. When you restrict blood, it can clot. Veins can bulge. You can experience angina, heart pain. Fingers and toes turn blue. You could experience numbness, pins and needles. You may experience swelling or muscle aches and pains. So you see, restricting circulation is a dangerous thing to the human body. Now imagine restricting the human in any form. Imagine restricting the human in any form who has ego, personality, character traits, right? Too much enclosure is a dangerous thing. Lockdown. Alliances that are closed are a dangerous thing. Now imagine Congress, which is ruled by Aquarius, meandering and wandering around the House floor, then spilling out in the hallways and into the offices, circulating. With Senate, same thing. Aquarius rules Congress. House, Senate equals Congress. Aquarius rules the circulation through the body. Think of it this way. Leo rules the heart. So it stands to reason that Aquarius has to rule the opposite and be compatible with the heart, which is the circulation, the circulatory system. Opposite signs are compatible, folks. They are not supposed to be a tug of war. They're the perfect balance. We can't have everything, so we get what we need through the opposite sign. Aquarius rules the ankles and the pedal pulse, the pulse on the foot. Okay, there are actually four places on the foot, ankle, to get a pedal pulse. Look them up. Know them. Know them for the Aquarian knowledge in you and your chart. When you look them up, then you'll remember that Aquarius rules circulation in all forms. Aquarius, I know, therefore I am. Look in your chart. Where are you, Aquarius, in your chart? So right now, the Sun and Saturn are in the same degree and sign, both in Aquarius at 27 degrees, 45 minutes today. At the end of the day, the Sun in Aquarius will be at 28 degrees, 29 degrees tomorrow, and then changing signs on Saturday, when it comes into that full 30 degrees and moves into Pisces. The Sun has an identity and wants to express itself. Saturn is trying to put a limit on expressing yourself and what you believe you can accomplish. Now, some who have not matured enough will really feel this restriction where Saturn puts a limit on what you can accomplish. Saturn's the old man of the zodiac, right? He's the authority figure. He wants you to get out there and live your life, but be mature, responsible, and disciplined about it. Don't hurt anyone. Those who have matured to a wonderful rebellious point will break free of restrictions without having broken any rules and will do their own thing. I'm a living example of that energy right now, having broke free of Facebook a couple of days ago and decided to run off on my own. Have you seen the homepage of this website since yesterday afternoon or last night? In addition to the talking feather that you're listening to right now at the top of every horoscope page and where there's a red font addendum, I'm also bringing back my other website, drstanleylive.com, and the astrology message boards will be up sometime today. I've got to do some tweaking, and then I've got to put the rules, and then I will unleash that. You'll have to go to the homepage and when you click on the message boards graphic, it will take you there. So I have a couple more friends that want to go there and look at the message boards and give me some feedback and play with it for a little while, and then I'll open up the gates. So this is my way of circulating through friends, acquaintances, groups, and communicating as we Geminis like to do without censorship, restriction, or pointing fingers. Look at President Trump. You know, he's a Gemini. He said, the heck with this, I'll create my own app. I'm saying, the heck with that, I'll create my own message board. I'm not going to use Facebook. I'll create my own. I'm doing this all under the aspect of Venus conjunct Neptune yesterday, which is pretty much blind faith, and the Sun conjunct Saturn today. I did not plan to do this. I hit the wall Sunday night on Facebook and had enough. I broke free, began all these changes on Monday. It's called following your intuition, guides, angels, and earth angels, and self. The Sun rules the personality, identity, the self, the ego, and how you approach the world. Saturn is looking to limit what you believe you can accomplish and messes with your identity. Saturn squeezes. He takes that belt that he wears around himself. He takes that belt. He squeezes and restricts the personality and self-expression. It can also limit your ambition and goals unless you break free. Restriction teaches us a lesson, right? It teaches us a lesson. What we want, what we don't want. Folks, I have Jupiter in Aquarius, seriously. I do not like to be restricted, limited, held back, or held down by anyone or anything. Jupiter is the most freedom-loving planet and the most freedom-loving sign, Aquarius. I gotta be me. This conjunction can be really great, even in the midst of angst in the air, because once you learn how to express yourself freely, then the ties that bind you are undone. Poof! The handcuffs come off and the mask comes off the mouth. Free expression. I sure hope creative people like artists and writers, musicians, understand how deep cancel culture can ruin the artistic realm. Your soul has to be brave enough to say, you cannot and will not put me in a box or hold me down. F totally off. You must learn with this aspect how to master self-limitation. If you don't do it, the universe will gladly do it for you. The handcuffs go on. Got it? This means restrict yourself where you need to be restricted, disciplined, and unrestrict yourself where you do not need to be restricted. Take a chill pill. And that's self-expression. That leads to self-expression. It's so important. So I'll say it again. You must learn with this aspect how to master self-limitation. This means restrict yourself where you need to be restricted and unrestrict yourself where you do not need to be restricted, which is self-expression. You can find and will find a way to break through the chains or release the ties that bind you. You can and will find a way to break through the chains or release the ties that bind you. If you're looking, you'll find it. You might take notice of the restrictions you're putting on others, which makes you the restrictor, you the limiter, and you the squeezer. Well, well, well. Who the hell are you? Who died and made you the boss of me? So I need to be this way for you. Really? See how that is? See, that's my Jupiter in Aquarius. Uranus is the modern day ruler of Aquarius. If you want to see rebellion, then mess with an Aquarius or someone with Jupiter in Aquarius. I'll show you who's the boss of me. If our relationship is too restrictive, you will know it, and it may not even come in the form of a verbal cue. I will just poof and disappear. This aspect will give you the opportunity to look at restriction in your life and how you have contributed to or bought into the restriction. You got to agree to it. You have to have a lifestyle that agrees to it. So that's it for right now. I will be back with a red font addendum today. And that's it. So there you have it. And there you are. Keep in touch with the homepage because you'll want to know when the message boards open up. I will have instructions there for you on how everything goes and what you'll need to know. And I'm waiting for the SSL certificate for the drstanleylive.com website. And that's what lets you know the site is secure. The site's secure right now, okay, because there's nothing on there except audio files. There's no forms that you fill out. There's nothing taking a credit card. There's nothing there that would be unsafe, all right? So every website has to have what's called an SSL certificate. So in the browser next to the name of the website, there's a lock, a little lock that says it's secure. And if there's an unlocked lock, it's not secure or doesn't have the SSL certificate. So that's what I'm waiting on. Otherwise, you can go to drstanleylive.com, but the live shows will be forthcoming. Well, that's it. That's it for now. Look for the red font addendum later on today. As we say in Cherokee, Dane the da, go ha ya, until we meet again.